Hey Daniel, did you read about Ceratizit's new sustainability strategy?
No, what's that about?
Well, they presented it at the AMB 2022 Inches Stuttgart. The goal is to be CO2 neutral by 2025 and net zero by 2040.
Wow, that is so cool. So they want to be the leader in sustainability for the hard metal and cutting tool industry by 2025.
Exactly, and they're involving the entire supply chain in this effort.
Right, and the executive board member Thierry Wolter mentioned the importance of rethinking the industry for climate change.
Yes, and the strategy is really comprehensive. They look at the entire value chain with ESG criteria.
So what are their main initiatives for reducing carbon footprint?
Well, one is increasing the use of secondary raw materials to over 95%.
Wait, how does that help?
Processing secondary raw materials requires 70% less energy and reduces CO2 emissions by 40% compared to primary raw materials.
That's a big difference. What else are they doing?
They're switching all their sites to green electricity from wind, solar and water power.
Oh, and they're also working on hydrogen supply.
Exactly. They're moving from grey hydrogen to blue hydrogen, which is produced using green electricity.
That makes sense. So they're building their own electrolysis plants.
Yes, and working with their existing suppliers to make this transition.
What are their timeline goals?
By 2025, they want to be CO2 neutral, which means offsetting all emissions along the supply chain.
And they want to reduce actual emissions by 35% compared to 2020 by then.
Exactly. And by 2030, they're aiming for a 60% reduction compared to 2020.
Wow, their most ambitious goal is to achieve net zero by 2040, which is 10 years earlier than the Paris Climate Agreement target.
Yes, and they want to reduce CO2 emissions along the entire value chain by at least 75% by then.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Wolter says it's a challenge, but necessary for future generations.
I see, and they're involving their customers through products like green carbide rods and the Silverline milling cutter.
Right, and they have a wide range of services to support this sustainability initiative.
That's pretty impressive. For more information, you can check out their website at ceratizit.com.
Yeah, and their sustainability strategy page has all the details.